Just a few halachot in the laws of Shabbat. Number one, regarding Leil Shabbat, it is proper, the poskim bring down, the Bush Mordechai says. Actually, the other poskim bring down as well, that one should cover the table with a tablecloth. That's part of the kavod of the Shabbat. Does not dafka have to be a white tablecloth, Hacham Avadya says, but it should be a tablecloth that you're covering the table with. Also, one should have the custom on their Shabbat to say Shalom Aleichem when he comes home from the synagogue. The Gemara Shabbat Kuf Yotet says that two angels escort a person when he comes home, one on his right, one on his left. If the house is all set up for Shabbat, the right angel, which is a good angel, says Yiratzon, it should be like this next week as well. And the bad angel on the left answers Amen against its will. But Hazrushalom, if the person comes home and the house is all in a mess, and it's not prepared for Shabbat, the candles are not lit, the table isn't set, so then the bad angel says Yiratzon, it should be like this next week. And the good angel says, against his will, Amen. So the custom is when we come home, we say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Asheret, to welcome the angels that are coming in. Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Bereshit Ot Chavtet that the proper text is Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Asheret, Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not like the Ashkenazim say Mi Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, Shalom Aleichem, Malchei HaSharet, Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the custom is to say Ki Malchei V'Sevelach, which is written in the Sidurim, and then of course we say the Eshet Chayim. Regarding the covering of the bread, so one of the main reasons why we cover the bread is in order to give, so we shouldn't embarrass it. What does it mean we shouldn't embarrass it? Really, according to the halakha, there's an order of berachot. Motzi comes before gefen. Mimaga esh. The order is mimaga. Motzi mizonot gefen. So therefore, we cannot make a motzi because we didn't make kiddush yet. So we're in a catch 22. So in order not to embarrass the bread that normally comes first, so we cover it, we make the gefen on the kiddush, and then we uncover it. Incidentally, there should be two coverings on the bread, one from the bottom and one from the top. So as I said, if you have a tablecloth, so that's already the first cover because it's on the tablecloth, and you cover it from on top, or you put a breadboard. And the breadboard is one, and then the covering on top is the two, just like the man had two coverings, one from the bottom, one from the top. The question is asked, do you have to cover mizonot on the table as well? Because technically, mizonot also comes before gefen. Mimaga'esh, mimotzi, mizonot, gefen. So Hacham Avadya writes over here, which is a chidush, ונראה שגם אם יש על השולחן עוגות, יש לחסותם. מזונות also, one should cover. וכן כתב הגאון בעל יד יצחק. וכן כתב בשו"ת לבוש מרדכי, שמכיוון שאף הפת הבא בכסנין הוא מוקדם בפסוק, so it's the same reason that you shouldn't embarrass it. הוא צריך לחסותו מבפה, ושכן היה נוהג. וכן פסק בשו"ת באר משה, חלק ו'. Even though in ספר אז נדברו, he was mekel mizonot, but he said the katayla also you should be mahmir. Okay, so that's the that's the halakha. Especially it happens on Shabbat morning, where the people are making, let's say, a breakfast without bread yet, and all they have is mizonot. So that's for sure you have to cover the mizonot before you make the kiddush. The kiddush is over here, even let's say on Leil Shabbat, where you're covering the bread. But let's say you have kibbeh on the table, and you have lahmajin, and you have other types of items that are mizonot. So according to Hacham Avadya, it's more proper to cover the mizonot as well. You don't have to cover the olives, because the olives is etz. Etz anyway doesn't come before gefen. Gefen comes before etz, so the reason doesn't apply. Okay.